Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Great political victories took place during the midterm election. We need to continue those gains, but we also need to have a revival in this country for long-term change of heart that will result in long-term change of policies. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Sean Akers, the dean of the Helm School of Government at Liberty University. You know, Sean, what I think we saw in this country during the midterm is people around the country rejecting these liberal radical policies that are really literally undermining America. They're tearing down our morals of life, marriage, family, freedom, the economy, weakening our national security, disrespecting Israel. These policies were rejected. But we need, in addition to these political gains, we need real spiritual renewal and revival. I think we began to see pastors wake up and be able to speak up, but we need that to happen in greater numbers as we move forward.
You know, Matt, the pastors around the nation are seeing extreme pushes in both ways. One is there really is a revival of the kind of influence that pastors had in the founding era. People are seeing that when pastors help people draw close to the Lord, when they understand the Judeo-Christian worldview and they understand the foundations for the things that we believe, it makes sense. And that trickles over into policy. It trickles over into leadership. It provides a firm foundation. And unfortunately, political gains without a spiritual foundation, when they don't arise from very deeply held beliefs, they don't last very long. They're just flags in the wind. They blow whichever way the wind's blowing. But when they're anchored to something that's objective and something that is time-proven, then they really do provide a foundation. And those are ultimately spiritual foundations. Pastors are really providing that again. But at the same time, we're seeing them come under attack in ways that we haven't ever in the United States. Seeing pastors' notes subpoenaed in Texas really sends out a message that those that would oppose the worldview that pastors hold are saying, we're declaring a form of war on you. And two, pastors, whether you like it or not, you are in the throes of the direction of a nation.
Yeah, they really are. I mean, I think what you're seeing is, to some extent, what Niemöller said, and it's etched in Yad Vashem. He said, when they came for the Catholics, I didn't say anything because I wasn't a Catholic. When they came for the Jews, I didn't say anything because I wasn't a Jew. And he goes on and on. And when they came for me, there was nobody to speak up. I think pastors have moved away from the historic call that we have seen them have throughout history, even American history. And it's really more of a modern phenomenon where they just simply are quiet, they focus on things within the four walls of the church, and they're afraid to speak out. However, I begin to see in this election cycle and before that, pastors begin to speak out more and more. Why? Because I think what they're seeing is they're coming for all these people. I don't need to do anything, but now they're coming for me. And what you see happening in Houston is an example. They're subpoenaing not just the sermons, but the pastor's notes. Not because they really want to see what's in them, because they could probably go to the website and find their sermons, but they want to intimidate pastors. And pastors are saying, we need to speak out. It's the Muhlenberg brother scenario between the one brother in Virginia who was actively involved, and the other brother in New York who told his brother, you shouldn't be actively involved, you just need to be preaching behind the pulpit. And he had a change of heart when something happened.
You know, when you squeeze something, Matt, you find out what's inside of it. And what we're seeing is that there's a lot more John Peter Gabriel Muhlenbergs out there than one might have thought. and the work that, frankly, that Liberty Counsel has done to educate pastors on where the law really lies. A paper tiger can kill you, Matt, but only if you choke on it.
Yeah.
So you shine the light on it, and you find out that pastors have a lot more ability to be those John Peter Gabriel Muhlenbergs and to influence society than other forces would lead you to believe.
Yeah, and you know what happens is we have the Pastors and Patriots initiatives, and you can go to pastorsandchurches.org, pastorsandchurches.org, for that information regarding what pastors can do, but also what pastors should do. And so we've met with pastors around the country. We'll continue to do that. This is not just an election midterm presidential year movement for us. We're wanting to mobilize, encourage pastors to speak and have the biblical leadership that they are called to do. It's not just doing something during the midterm, but it's also, in fact, doing something with regards to your local school board as well and your local city council. So the Muhlenberg brothers situation was the Muhlenberg in Virginia was the one who gave that famous sermon on Ecclesiastes. There's a time for this and a time for that. There's a time for war, and that time is now, he says. And then he takes off his clergy garb, and underneath it is the uniform of a war hero or war soldier of the Continental Army. And he marches out, and his people become the first part of the Continental Army to engage the adversary. His brother, on the other hand, said, listen, you just need to stay behind the pulpit and preach the gospel. That's not a role of a pastor. Well, he changed his mind when the British came to New York and they burned a couple of churches, including his own. And guess what? He got involved, and he, like his brother, became a leader in the colonial army.
You know, Matt, that's never been more true than right now. For whatever reason, you know, the book of Daniel says that God places sovereigns on their throne and dethrones them at will. And for whatever reason, when he established the United States of America, there's no question who the sovereign is. It's not the president or the Congress or the judiciary. It's very clear. The Constitution starts by telling us that we, the people, or the sovereign of a nation. That means for whatever reason, God chose the American people to be the sovereign and to lead this, and you've never had a bigger opportunity. From school boards and local races to state leadership to national leadership, and even now more than ever, international relations. When you have, for the first time in American history, the administration of the presidential administration of the United States openly opposing in very visceral ways the Prime Minister of Israel, pastors really have an opportunity to educate people from the most local impact of their school board choices to how to participate in international relations with the state of Israel.
Yeah, it's huge, and we need to spend a whole time just talking about the impact of what is taking place with regards to Israel and our policies of this president, and hopefully those policies can change now that we've got some new leadership in Washington, D.C. But we are living at a time where, as I've been saying around the country, we've crossed the precipice, and it actually occurred in October of 2014 with regards to the whole same-sex marriage issue. That intolerant agenda is going to require everybody, including pastors and churches, to make a decision. Are you going to compromise your religious values, or are you going to make a choice? You know, if Martin Luther King Jr. had ultimately backed away because it was too much opposition, where would the civil rights movement be? If, in fact, Rosa Parks decided she's going to voluntarily go to the back of the bus, where would the civil rights movement be? I think right now we're going to have the decision that people are going to have to make, like the Muhlenberg brother up in New York. When they came and burned down his church, he changed his mind about getting involved. And I think that's where we are in America right now.
You know, Matt, you're exactly right. There are a lot of things that are on fire in the economy, in morality, in our public institutions, in our international diplomacy. There are a lot of people standing in that second Muhlenberg's seat right now, watching the flames rise up around them. And they hopefully are going to respond the same way and say, you know what? It really is time to revert to some strong ideas.
Well, go to libertycouncil.com. That's libertycouncil.com. For more information, you can sign up for the emails there for Liberty Council and Liberty Council Action. Again, the website is libertycouncil.com. You can also go to lc.org. And on both of those websites, you can get to the other one. You can get information. You can order our Patriots Handbook And we have a series of six now, one on American liberty with the Constitution, Declaration, and others. And we also have one on religious freedom in public schools, essential reasons to stand with Israel, right to bear arms, pastors and political activity. We also have one on Sharia law. You can order those Patriot handbooks and much more at either one of the websites, but go to lc.org or libertycouncil.com. Also, to be involved with information on a regular basis, sign up for the emails Liberty Council and Liberty Council Action grassroots emails. You can do that at either one of the websites, lc.org or libertycouncil.com. Remember to pray for Liberty Council and the various associated ministries, and remember to support us financially. We only can exist by generosity from individuals like you.
You have been listening to Faith and Freedom with Matt Staver of Liberty Council. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Working together, we can make a difference. Get informed and stay involved. Visit Liberty Council's website at lc.org. That's lc.org. And tune in next time right here for Faith and Freedom.